House, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Why, yes, it is. We've got the doors thrown wide open at Rosie on the House. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowner, with my son and co-host Romy Romero, my wife, sweet Jennifer, our call screener. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 1-888-767-4348. And we're here in this hour to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Any project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring, and let's see if we can't put our years of experience here in Arizona building and remodeling homes to work for you. Our engineer, Gary D, will make sure the beam to the satellite is adjusted just right so you get a nice, clear signal. And when you phone in, your voice will travel through the phone box to the satellite, back to us. I'll answer. It'll go back to the satellite, right back to your home. And in all of that, it travels about 56,000 miles. And we do that in less than 3/4 of 1 second delay. Unbelievable. That's just one of the unbelievable things we get done here at Rosie on the House. So if you've got a project, maybe you're soliciting some bids, you've collected a few proposals, maybe it's a project you're trying to tackle yourself. Any questions about any of that? Maybe something is developing at your house, a crack here, a crack there, a moisture stain here, a moisture stain there, and you've got questions. Now's your chance with open lines to get in, 1-888-767-4348. Okay, for those of you not in the APS service area, I don't want to belabor this too much, but APS is the largest power provider in the state. The sweeping changes they made to their rate structure, which now has been fully implemented, you have all been flipped, as far as I know. I think as far as May 1st, you've all been flipped into the new rate.
Yes.
You've been flipped.
The good thing is I thought we had longer than that, and I'm one of those people that I didn't jump to it. I was waiting. I was holding out as long as possible. I thought we had to, like, June or July. But I knew the daylight was – but on my last bill, I saw it. And luckily, the rate that Steve Kep said I needed to go on is what they put me on.
Good.
So I was glad about that because, if I understand right, you can't just call up and switch. There's like a time frame.
Right. You have 1 year to make one change. And it takes a little bit of study to know which one is right. And we, in our preliminary indications, based on the computer APS had placed on the website, were really horrified at what the new rates could possibly do to all of the army of homeowners that we've turned into super cool fans. And early indications say it isn't going to be as bad as we thought. It was actually a malfunction in the computer APS had on the website where it wasn't changing the data on your demand to the new hourly rate. So it wasn't taking into account that extra hour, 7 to 8, and that extra hour, noon to 3, 4 hours now that have shifted. So it would have been a complicated task to do. We're just glad it's not what we thought. So what I want y'all to do in the APS service area, take a look at your bill and take the total kilowatt consumed. It's up in the upper right-hand corner of your bill, amount of electricity you used. There's a sentence that says total electricity you used in kWh, kilowatt hours. Take that number and divide it by your total bill. You can still get a month of power for under 11 cents a kilowatt. We didn't think that was going to be possible. But it takes a stringent adherence to managing your demand, and you have to be on the Savers Choice Max plan. But you, if you do that, if you go to that plan and you don't manage your demand, baby, you're going to be slapped seven ways to sideways. You have to be very careful. So this is when a lot of you opt to let a computer that gets mounted on your house do the work. And it's a demand limiter, energy audit, automation. And if you can keep your demand low, super cooling is not dead. The only bummer is you got to wait till 8 o'clock at night. And we're just beginning.
We're trying to have the kids asleep by now.
We are just beginning to touch the hotter weather. So I think you're going to get an indication how aggravating that 1 hour is over the next 30 days.
You know, I will say,
I understand why they did it, but.
And I will say, at least in the summertime, our days are determined by how much light we have. So when we're doing chores outside, it's when we're feeding the animals, it's while we're playing in the lawn. And in the summer, it's not often for us to come in. You know, we usually come in at dark. And at least, at least that's closer, if not past that 8 o'clock at some point.
Well, if y'all have questions on that, and it still seems to be a very hot topic, and I think it's going to become a pretty hot topic over the course of the next 30 days as people are receiving their first bills experiencing hot weather, stay in touch with us. If you're one of those careful consumers that have followed our guidance over the years, we'd love for you to be a participant in sending us the data you see. We're particularly interested in what your May and June bill is compared to your May and June bill of last year. All right? Hey, we've got our first call. We've got open lines if you'd like to jump on. The number's 1-888-767-4348. I'm just opening the topic of the open line hour with that particular piece of information because it is still the number one piece of information people are inquiring at Rosie on the House about. But it's open line. Anything you'd like to talk about. And Tim just couldn't wait for the show to start this Saturday morning so he could call us from Tucson to talk about his sewer line. This is going to be so exciting.
It is exciting. My house was built in 1958, and I'm pretty sure I have the original sewer line. I bought the house 10 years ago.
Okay.
So I have to get up there and get the snake out like once or twice a year. And I had a company come in and give me a price on replacing the, digging it all up and replacing the line. But I see these commercials on TV where it looks like they put in some type of liner. And I just wondering, what do you think of those? And I don't know what the cost difference is. I was just wondering what your thoughts on that was.
Well, the cost difference isn't as big as you would think, but it's much less invasive. They're doing a lot less. I mean, to replace the sewer lines in your house, I literally have to come in your home, lift every toilet, and saw cut the floor, and start from floor level. And any place that sewer line goes, I have to remove the concrete and replace it, or I have to find all the plumbing and get to an outside wall and retrench around the outside of the house. One way or another, I've got to, you know, recreate the entire sewer line, and that's expensive, and it's very invasive. The liner system is much less invasive, but it's still pricey, and you must.
The pipe has to be in good enough condition.
I mean, that's the key. You've got to get the camera in there, and you've got to be convinced that there isn't any area that's collapsed or deteriorated to the point where that liner's going to create a permanent constriction that's going to cause you bigger problems down the road. There's a third option, which is called
outhouse.
That's the fourth option.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Third option is the pipe bursting method, where we only saw cut in your home in a couple places. And then we find where your sewer line goes, and we literally pull a new sewer line in exactly that same trench, bursting the old pipe to pieces as we force this new pipe through. That's a bit less expensive, and it's giving you an entire new pipe that'll last another 50 or 60 years. They say the liners will last that long. I don't think they've been around that long to really do a test of it. But you really have those two options, and three options: complete, traditional, conventional replacement, horribly invasive. You virtually have to move out of the house. The cost for it has to include all new floor covering in the areas that we've had to saw cut. We generally don't do that unless we're in the midst of a whole house remodel. And then you've got the liner method. And then you've got the pipe bursting method. Those are your three. And I would get an estimate for all three from a specialist in each of those areas before I decided to do any of it. And the one I would be the most skeptical of, just because of my nature, would be the liner system. Man, I would want to see that video myself, and I'd really want to take a look at it, and then I'd put some kind of warranty on it. Like, I want to see the video when we're done too.
You know, and that old of a home and that old of a pipe, you know, the liner's great at install to know that you're putting in at least 100-year piping system.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for those of you that want to go shopping here soon, I'm telling you, the place you've got to go if you're shopping vehicles right now is Sanderson Ford, because they're celebrating their 63rd anniversary on 64 acres. That's as big as Disneyland. They've got the entire lot filled with new and used gorgeous Ford vehicles. And in their biggest sale ever in their 63 years, they're giving you a $500 gift card. They're giving you a big screen TV, you know, and vehicle discounts you just can't believe. So for every new Ford vehicle, it's either a $500 gift card or a big screen TV goes out the door in the back seat of your new vehicle, only at Sanderson Ford. I'm proud to say the only place I've bought a vehicle in the last 25 years.